Okay, lastly, in this update section, just going to have a look at the financial reporting standard for smaller entities, which has been recently updated. It was updated in 2008, so 2 years ago now, and it was updated for changes to the Companies Act 2006. Having said it was updated, there have been very few changes to the FRISI. It still applies to small companies. It still simplifies accounting for the companies who use it. It still allows the preparer to use this one simplified accounting standard that deals with all aspects of financial reporting for small companies. It still uses the traditional UK accounting formats for the balance sheet and the profit and loss account. It still includes the traditional layout of the balance sheet and profit and loss account. And it still uses traditional language, UK language, such as turnover and fixed assets. It hasn't switched to adopting the international language using things like revenue, non-current assets, and so on. It also, interestingly, still refers to prudence and talks about prudence and how important prudence is, even though our own UK standard FRS 18 no longer refers to prudence as a fundamental accounting concept. So basically, the FRISI has been updated, but it remains essentially the same as it was before. So the FRISI, just to recap, was updated in 2008, but in most respects, it still looks the same. It's still a basic one-stop shop where UK companies that qualify as small, if they choose to, they can use this standard and it gives them a simple run-through of all the accounting requirements and disclosures that they need to produce a true and fair set of accounts. Okay, that's the end of our update on UK reporting. Thank you for listening. My name's Steve Carlisle. Bye-bye.